Sam's shoulder.
Oh, wow.
You know what? I really like him.
I like him a lot.
I really like him.
Strobin, if you're listening to this, like, you're a really great guy.
You're super okay by me, Strobin.
And I want to hang out more.
I did not meet him until a few days ago. I met him, but like I didn't really start talking to him until like a few days ago, maybe like last week.
Oh, really?
That's
really late.
He's a really great guy.
Yeah, he's a really nice kid.
Yeah.
Maria, if you ever heard Sam, ever, I will end you, Maria.
If you hurt Sam at all, I will hurt you. Honestly, if she hurts him, I would hurt her because he's nice.
Maria, honestly, he's too wholesome for you.
You know what Maria was doing earlier that I'm really jealous about?
Yeah.
So what I wanted to do with my birthday is dead ass watch the new Ted Bundy movie on Netflix.
I found that very depressing.
Especially because
we have our own, you know, chapter of Kyo on campus, and he murdered a lot of Kyo girls.
Did he actually?
Damn. Yes, he did. He murdered like
he
eight Kyo girls.
He did a lot more than murder them. He is a terrible human being. Rest in peace. Eric Britt, our resident NBA expert.
Yeah. So, how do you feel about Western Conference Finals? Who do you have?
We're talking. So we got Rockets, Warriors. I'm taking Warriors, okay?
Yeah, even with KD out, you think
with KD out, I'm taking Warriors.
All right.
I think Steph,
Steph is at a bad series.
Steph's at a bad series. Klay's just getting into
We're moving on to a new segment I'm calling Tuff's Most Eligible Bachelor.
Is Boogie Cousins still injured?
Fiedler is actually asking someone to tell him that he's the most eligible.
No. I was going to say, we have a man in our studio right now who is newly single.
I would Derek, Freaky Friday
Derek.
With...
Derek Britt.
He is newly single.
I would Freaky Friday
Ladies.
With
Last
Miles Teller.
B-R-I-T.
Okay. I would Freaky Friday with Miles Teller. A lot of people say I look like him.
All right.
I know, Eric, you look
a lot more like Jackie
Eric,
Chan.
People used to call you the kid who looks like Dylan O'Brien.
That's all my parents call me.
I don't know Dylan O'Brien.
That's real sad.
I'm sorry, I don't. No, okay, this
Wait,
is a
no,
segment.
Wait, no, we're going to show you a picture right now.
Do okay,
you,
but anyway.
You're going to freak out when you see what he looks like.
I am so excited.
Yeah. He looks just like Eric.
Anyway, we're doing a segment
yeah, he
called
looks just
Tuff's
like me, that's right.
Most Eligible Bachelor. Okay. And we have a man in our studio right now who is newly single and very, very handsome.
And Adelaide he looks Wolf. Like Dylan O'Brien. Look at this shit.
He looks a little bit
Wait,
like
can
Dylan
we talk
O'Brien,
about the most
yeah.
eligible bachelor?
Hey, Liza Harris, hit him up.
most eligible bachelor.
I really hope everybody at Tufts is realizing how ridiculous this is, and everybody is woken up to listen to this.
Addie Wolf.
Yeah, just slowly catching up.
Seriously,
like a million
if
viewers.
If anyone's awake, call in so that we know you're there.
Call in
like,
888-887.
Actually, screw it. Call me. 203-815-0669.
We are at the moment where I actually have to introduce this. This is It's Past My Bedtime, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
And I peed my pants.
And Quinn pooped his bed this time yesterday.
Quinn has pooped his bed multiple times. He actually did it today.
I did not poop my bed.
You thought
let the record show. Let the record show. Let the record show. Quinn has not pooped his bed before.
Big fat baby.
I've just had lingering farts that make it seem like I've pooped my bed.
Quinn farts himself awake most
mornings. Guys, no, deadass. Doesn't Dylan look like him?
Doesn't Eric look like him?
No,
Derek,
Dylan looks
Yeah,
like
Derek
me.
And Dylan doesn't look pretty... Derek.
His name is Derek.
His name is now Derek.
He is no longer Eric.
No, he's Dick now.
He's been rebranded.
Derek O'Brien. He's Dick.
No, he's rebranded him as Dick.
That's why Quinn likes
Dick. No,
let's
actually call you Dick, short for Dick.
No, it's
Dick
Derek,
for Derek.
It's Derek O'Britt.
Britt spelled B-R-I-T. Only
Derek
one T.
Derek O'Britt. Derek O'Britt. I love that. I love that.
Well, we have a new member on the
Embrace
show. Welcome.
I hate all
Derek
O'Britt. You already got girls asking your friends about you.
Yeah. Why doesn't that ever happen to me?
Well, I have lots of friends, so they got to ask lots of
Quinn,
people.
Quinn, I'm not going to talk about this with you. You are taken.
I am by a lovely woman.
You guys
Rebecca
ever
Hendrickson.
You guys ever seen
yes.
She's great.
Nick?
Yes.
You guys ever seen Nick? Nick from,
Nick
New,
from
Girl.
New Girl. He Quinn looks just like him. It
picture,
is weird.
Picture
I'm
Nick,
so sorry
but taller, handsomer, and poops his bed every once
let's
in a while.
Let's, okay. No,
oh,
quick,
I'm Eric.
Real quick,
grabs people's-
let's visualize who's in the room right now. We got a Miles Teller, a Dylan O'Brien, and Nick from New Girl. Guys, what am I?
Jessica
you
Simpson.
Are beautiful.
No,
that's not helpful.
Is it Jessica Simpson?
Okay, wow.
remember when you wore the shirt of
who's
yourself?
Who's a ginger?
And everyone, like, I wore Jessica Simpson
Hermione,
shirt
Hermione? Who's
year?
Addie? Yeah.
Everyone,
she could be like a Hermione, maybe?
No.
What?
I don't know.
She's not enough of a
ginger.
Scholar.
A guy in TSA once told me that I look like Amy Adams as I was going through security.
A guy in an Uber told me I have a China face, so.
An Uber driver was Chris Urbosa.
No, they didn't.
It was Chris. Chris is white enough.
Even China face.
He might have said Chinese face.
Yeah, wow.
But he also could have said China face.
China man.
Ooh.
I don't look
what
like her.
What about Lindsay Lohan for Addie Wolf?
Oh, okay, wait, I could see that.
Please tell me pre-plastic surgery,
though. Jessica Simpson is surgery. Fat. Jessica Simpson's really fat.
She's fat now. She wasn't always fat.
Wait, I could see Loki. I could see Lindsay Lohan. I could see Lindsay Lohan.
During Mean Girls, absolutely. I would love that.
Yeah,
I love that.
You're a little bit of a mean girl yourself.
That's true. She actually went to the high school that it was based off of. Thank you. I knew you were about to say that.
Thank you. He knows what's up.
You're kind of a bitch, you know?
Such a bitch.
Like.
It is. I read a book.
Addie, what do we wear on Wednesdays?
We wear pink.
We wear pink.
We wear only pink.
Undisputably, we wear pink.
Spring senior year.
Are you sure it's spring senior year?
Yeah.
You were struggling.
Second semester senior year, because I was trying to say second semester and I was also trying to say spring.
You ever mess up at work? You know.
My best friend gave me a book called Nice is Just a Place in France, and I read it, and it has actually changed my life. It
Nice.
Is.
Ooh, that Nice. Is not what we're
Is it just a book about Nice? Is it just a book about Nice to a tourist?
It's about how important it is to be a bitch over a nice girl. Because just like nice girls finish last. You got to be a little bit of a bitch or you're not going to get what you want in your life.
Come on, Liza.
I've learned a lot
a
from that.
If you want Eric.
She is absolutely a bitch. Wow. Absolutely.
Wow,
I really
hope she's hearing this right now.
No, I love her to death.
I really hope she doesn't.
No, she knows this. We joke about this all the time. We call each other bitches all the time.
No, I just meant because I was like, go call out Eric.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's move on to some different content. Let's get a recap of the night tonight. It's been a long one, everybody, and I think we need to take ourselves through it. I was in Halligan today.
I was in Halligan.
All right, let's recap of the night.
Halligan web crawler?
So, recap of the night, crawler. Recap of the night. Portland beat Denver 119-108 today. Dame and
why do you keep trying to talk about basketball?
Dame
and CJ McCollum forced the game
also,
seven.
Wait, can we put our soundbite playlist on?
Quinn, side note: our food's about to kill him.
Already?
Yeah, it came quick.
So
I know it came way quicker than we thought.
Just like someone
That's what
else
she said.
And fast, like 911 in my neighborhood.
No, this isn't sad boy music.
Oh, it's true.
It's
Say It Ain't So isn't sad boy music.
Do you know this song?
Yes.
This is the most depressing song ever.
Say It Ain't So. I would not go.
All right, so anyway.
And the lights off.
Tonight we had a very eventful night. I just want to let the crowd know.
How
we went to a party in Hillsides.
Which is a dorm room, essentially.
And you know what? They didn't register it. So, Sue McGlone, if you're listening, they didn't register.
And one of the people was in DTD.
Let's recount this night last year. This was the wackest night of my life.
One
probably.
Of my best nights.
Wait, was this the night when we stayed up all night? Like you,
we
me,
kicked you
and, like,
guys out.
Anjali was there, I think, for like
Anjali
random
was
people.
Definitely not there.
Anjali was
I fell
not there.
Not.
Who was that girl?
Wait,
Bella Eisenhart.
Bella Eisenhart.
Yes.
Was
wait,
there.
It was like you, me, Joe, like random people.
You're wrong about this.
You mean Lizzie McGuire?
It was Lizzie McGuire.
Bella
Darius.
No, Darius wasn't there.
No, yes, he was.
Because it was the night before we left.
Cheyenne and Dylan. And then me, you, and Vivian, I believe?
No, it wasn't. You're getting it wrong. It was Lizzie McGuire, Harris, you, me, Vivian, and Joe.
Wait, was that the night we chilled by the tent?
I don't remember
By the rest squad?
Yes, you were there for a while, and I think you tapped out early.
No, I tapped out early as in like 4 in the morning.
Yeah,
and you guys
kept
staying up.
And Feather fell asleep on my bed.
Because I didn't know. I didn't pack it
actually,
that night.
It wasn't
that next
just
morning.
Me. It was you were trying to be on your bed, but we wouldn't let you because I was asleep at the top of your bed and Vivian was asleep at the bottom of your bed.
Yeah,
I left
I
early.
Actually was mad.
I left early
And because I would have slept on Anjali's unmade bed, but Joe was sleeping on it.
Quinn got so
you know?
Mad at me that morning.
Why?
Because you were like, we're going to go to Cape Cod late. And I was trying to pack all my stuff up, and you were like, we're going to be late. We're
going
to be late.
Guys, estimate that we're not going. I still want to go.
I know. That that really fell through.
Yeah. That really fell through. I found the best Airbnb.
LMAO, am I right?
A-R-N-B.
LMAO.
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 I'm so sad that we still can't go to MV either. My parents actually bailed on me like 2 days ago.
Yeah. God help them.
Apparently they're done packing
Wait.
Now, but they're just there.
Can we do Quinn ASMR
so it's not
session?
As fun.
Yeah, this is called Quinn ASMR.
Wait, can we do Quinn ASMR
this
session?
This is what I call
you gotta whisper.
Sleeping
you gotta whisper.
Tiger, hidden giant.
Guys, this song is called A World on Fire.
Hey, shout out to me, by the way, for coming up with the original idea of Freaky Friday.
Oh, Freaky Friday, great idea.
You shouted out to yourself.
Shout out to Eric for being handsome and getting Liza Harris to hit on him.
Shout out to Derek
for having a lot of friends.
Also, Addy, I'm very much hoping that there is a recording of this that I can listen to tomorrow.
Hey, also shout out to Derek.
No way, man.
Can you get some water?
Quinn pooped in the actual toilet yesterday.
Take my water bottle, go fill it up.
Oh.
Wait, what else? Quinn, our food is coming soon.
Can you get it?
It's at West.
Oh my God, what's wrong
with
you?
You can redirect the driver. It's so easy.
What's wrong with you?
Why did you order it to
call him or text him?
Why did you order it to West? What were you thinking?
I call him and text him. I order food to Halligan accidentally all the time.
I do the same thing.
That's really sad.
Addy,
what was
the highlight of the semester?
Oh my God. Wow, that's tough. I don't know. I had a lot of lowlights this semester.
This semester wasn't that great.
It was pretty awful.
It flew by and it was not, yeah.
I don't know. I honestly can't think of one.
Like, I'm trying to think. I don't know what I did this semester.
I don't know how to redirect my driver.
Can you give me your phone and I'll try to do it?
Yeah, go for it.
I will provide some color commentary. So Addy is currently plugging numbers into Fiedler's phone, trying to code. She took comp 15 yesterday before she cried at Masala.
Yes.
And she's plugging
she
numbers in.
Addy, let's do some binary counting. All right. I got a 0110 for you. What number is that?
Okay. If I were you, I would just contact the driver.
Quinn is back, baby.
Quinn, I can't figure it out. So
contact. He's not going to be here for 15 minutes. Just tell him to go to Curtis.
Quinn, where do you think Kyrie's going in the offseason?
New York Knicks.
You don't think he's going to stay with...
I have some thoughts, actually. Yeah. Put on Hurt by Johnny Cash. Actually, that's way too sad. Put on...
Do All-American Rejects.
No, let me see. Let me look at my sad boy playlist and see what song I'm feeling.
You know what's a really good sad song? Is Tears in Heaven by Eric Clapton.
I mean, yeah. Nikhil was asking for that today.
Yeah, it's like... Because Nikhil and I were listening to sad music together the other day.
Okay.
Did you text him?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Guys, I love Foo Fighters. You know that, what's his face? Nick Grohl?
Can you put on Friends by Francis and the Lights, feat Bon Iver?
Yeah.
I love Bon Iver.
Bon Iver is very good.
Bon Iver is so good.
That's the ultimate sound boy. Little Bird by Bon Iver.
It's a great song.
His first thing is his first album when he got really popular, he moved to a cabin in the woods by himself, worked on his music because his girlfriend just broke up with him, and I think that something happened with his parents.
Damn.
His parents got a divorce or something. I don't know.
Wait, what's that bird
song? Fun fact,
did you guys know
that Steve Aoki's father invented Benihana?
Really?
Crazy fun fact.
Did you know Addy Will's father is the greatest man on earth, and I would never disrespect him in my life?
He's not listening anymore, Quinn.
Addy's dad, you're a great
Addy's
man.
Addy's dad, if you're listening, I'm a little upset that you let us go to Martha's Vineyard, but I respect you, and I understand why.
You guys can still go. They said you guys could still come, but, you're going to be there with them.
Martha?
I got stuff to do.
Martha's already said it's cool.
It is her vineyard, you know?
Martha's cool with it.
Just let the record show that the Bucks are taking these.
Bucks in seven, baby. Bucks and seven.
No, my parents are still cool with it. They just were like, hey, you can come, but we're going to be here.
All right, let's go around the table. I want to just, let's all share a thought. Something on the mind, you know? So my first thought on the mind is this semester, I feel like I spent the whole first half not as social. And I spent the second half trying to make up for that, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like it's been a lot of missed ground. Yeah. And I think that's why I was sad, because I spent the whole first half of it not trying for that, and then now when I
semester was not good.
Put out the effort to do it. It was weird.
I feel like once we hit spring break, when you come back from spring break, it's late March, you're we're done. You're
Yeah.
And then I spent the entire rest of March, all of April, and then so far of May being we have no time left, and that made time fly by so much.
Every other semester here, I've actually, my constant thought is how can I make the rest of the semester longer? I don't want to leave. I'm scared about how fast it's going. But this semester specifically, all I could think was I can't wait till it's over. I just need to get through it because it was
ever since spring break, though, I have to say is when I realized that we didn't have a lot of time left, that's when I really put in the effort to hang out with people. And then that's when I realized, fuck, why didn't I do this at the beginning of the year?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's really deep.
I missed the
whole semester. Hit me up.
It's the Bucks going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
My boy
gonna play the Warriors.
Miles Teller hit on a girl. You better tell her. Boyfriend to beat, cause kid got beats. He's laying down the raps. Don't take no naps, cause he on that grind. Yeah, like a lemon rind. He ain't no bitters. Yeah, he's super sweet, like Arnold Palmer in the palm of his hand.
None of these things rhyme.
He ain't playing, he's Jewish.
You turned me off?
Lives in hell out.
No, I didn't turn you off. You just sound lower.
Hey, Matthew, I'm turning your feeler off.
I'm turning your feeler off? I'll turn your feeler off, bro. No more for you.
All right, feeler's off.
Wait, he gets to play with the board, and I get to play with the board? That's bullshit.
Hey, you can't say that word. You can't say that.
I was off the air. I was on the TV. Addie cut me off because she doesn't believe in free speech.
Addie's a communist.
Addie doesn't believe in our First Amendment.
Addie's a dictator right now. She's sitting on this control room like, no, you can't
put Addie in charge.
You guys have a problem with women in charge.
No, I have a problem with you in charge, Adelaide.
That is so false.
First of all,
my mom is a woman, and I respect her very much. So,
my mom's pretty cool.
Top that. Right?
So, like, there's that. I'm being lorded over by this Lady Adelaide, Jolly Wolf over here.
I have one girlfriend.
You know she is actually a lady?
So, I am not sexist. I have a friend who's a girl, so I'm
and
not
my
sexist.
Mom is a girl, so I'm not racist.
I'm friends with a lot of girls, so I'm not
sexist. You're not sexist.
I'm not racist, but I have a girlfriend.
Friends with any guys.
I'm friends with a lot of guys. You wouldn't know.
Okay. Hey,
I don't think you know any of them.
Okay, let's take it to something serious for a second. Are we dog people or are we cat people?
Dog people.
If you're a cat person, you are a psychopath.
Sorry, Jordan, I know you're listening. I know you're a cat person.
Quinn said this to me earlier, and I fully believe it's true. If you define yourself as a cat person straight off the bat,
you're a psycho.
I just can't hang out.
How many cats is too much?
We're not compatible.
One cat is a good one. Two cats is a fine number.
Amount of cats is too many cats.
Once you get above two cats, I think it's
you're
a little much.
You're giving up
I
when you get a cat.
I think even one cat is a problem.
Like, if you're single and you own a cat, like, that's just sad.
There are some cute cats, though. There are some cute cats.
If you're single with a cat, like, you can't, like, that's just such a hurdle to go over when someone starts getting, like,
no,
that
conversation ends once you say, I'm single and I own a cat.
Has anybody ever seen a cat in the wild is my question.
Yes.
Yes.
Really? There are, like, actual feral cats?
Yeah, rep New Jersey. Let's go, ham, egg, and cheese.
Any rest stop as you're going up the East Coast, there are feral cats all over the place.
We have deer. A lot of deer.
Yeah. Wait, can I play?
We have coyotes, too. Coyotes, little yotes.
Guys.
You're those two.
Bang, bang, bang. Wow, wow, wow.
No,
you know the story of the Russian cosmonaut? So he goes up in this big spaceship, and he's got this portal window, and he's looking out of it, and he sees the curvature of the Earth for the first time. And then all of a sudden, this strange ticking begins coming out of the dashboard.
Okay, yeah.
But he can't find it. He can't stop it. It keeps going. A few hours into this, begins to feel like torture. What's he gonna do? He's up in space. So Cosmonaut decides the only way to save his sanity is to fall in love with this sand.
Perfect.
I'm facing back to front. Over my shoulder at the sun. And it's an open door. And I've my line of sight once more.
And now you wait up and all I live. And now you wait anymore. I'm facing back to front. Over my shoulder at the sun. And it's an open door. And off my line of sight once more. And I will learn, oh, I will learn. It'll all be fine this time. And I don't learn, no, I don't learn. Cause you always seem so kind. And I don't learn, no, I don't learn. It'll all be fine this time. And I don't learn, no, I don't learn.
Story of the Russian cosmonaut. Mm-hmm. So he goes up in this big spaceship and he's got this portal window and he's looking out of it and he sees the curvature of the Earth for the first time. And then all of a sudden, this strange ticking begins coming out of the dashboard.
Okay, yeah.
But he can't find it, he can't stop it. It keeps going. A few hours into this, begins to feel like torture. What's he gonna do? He's up in space. So cosmonaut decides the only way to save his sanity is to fall in love with this sand.
We'll be right back. I'm facing back to front. Over my shoulder at the sun. And it's an open door. And I've my line of sight once more.
on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea." Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. A summer's day, bringing gifts from far away, but it made it clear it couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
But my life, my love, and my lady is the sea." Down, Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
But my life, my love, and my lady is the same.
Now my
now
mic's
you're on.
All right, so now that I've taken over, this is going to become a whole lot cooler.
I still don't know if you're on, man. I can't hear you, which means that you're probably
no,
off.
I can hear myself, though.
Where's mic three? Where's
mic three? Hey. Hey.
I can't tell
I can
you.
Hear myself.
Okay, then you're on.
Yeah. Where's mic three? No, I can hear my own echo. Gabe. Gabriel Wells.
What?
Gabriel Wells. Hey, we want some poos.
Hey,
also, Quinn looks like he would be a radio show.
I've never been in the beta
doesn't,
position
doesn't
before.
Doesn't Quinn look like he'd be a radio show person?
He looks like
bad.
If only you, wait, he actually looks like Mike on the mic.
You do look like a sports.
Fuck you, Mike on the mic sucks.
If you were like a sports.
Hey, Mike, if you're listening to this, I hate your show. You're a pretentious a-hole who thinks they're all shit, and you have
you're
five
so
people listening. You have five people listen to your show, and you bring on guests. Guests. All right, hop in here, guys. Let's hop in.
Wait, right, you look like you'd be a sport.
We're in.
All right, Quinn.
All righty. Okay, so now we're all back, and I think we might have a listener this time.
So the bees beat the Blue Jackets.
It's my mom, everybody. Also, Quinn, turn me down.
Your mom is up right now?
Quinn, turn me up.
You turned me down. Thank you very much. No,
you
she's not up,
on,
but
so.
I think she's just here. You know, she always supports me.
Hey, shout out to all the pears.
Hey, you know, it's Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day, everybody.
I love that one.
Hey,
that one really landed, guys.
Shout
wow.
out to all the pears.
Wait, fun segment idea. Best place in Davis Square and worst place in Davis Square and why?
Okay, best place in Davis Square, Sugidama.
Worst place
in Davis Square is that bank that got
it's
shut
I
up last week.
While I was sad,
Jesus
but it's not, my sad boy one is the one that's all dashes.
Eddie, what's your...
We talked about the fact that the entire Boston fucking SWAT team came in.
Also, the Tufts police was like an hour delayed for all of
them. I was going to say, yeah, worst place in Dave's is the place that got robbed.
Dead.
I was going to say, like, the vape store. I don't know. Like,
best place is the vape store.
Yeah, that's fair.
Woo! They sell I've never been in there.
Worst place, Diesel Cafe. I do not like Diesel Cafe.
I don't like
Diesel. Sneaky best place in Davis.
And Wi-Fi is hard to get.
And it's so, way too expensive. You can buy a hot chocolate for like $20. I got their coffee. I just got plain black coffee. I paid $5 for just a small thing of black coffee. It was sour. It was sour and it was gross.
That's disgusting.
Tasted awful.
Guys, sneaky just so best know, place in Davis is the pawn shop.
What are you observing right now?
Right next to Chipotle.
My OG. Okay. My
someone tried to bring in a violin and got it pawned for $50. It turned out it was a Stradivarius, which are worth like $1 million
probably. Yeah.
And so now they have a rule.
You actually have
they tracked down the person who bought it back and gave it back to the original owner. It turned out it was stolen.
So I'm sad.
But now they have a rule where if you bring in an instrument to pawn, you have to be able to play it for them.
Really? That's pretty cool.
Isn't that cool?
It's kind of like that ramen shop where it's like you tell your dream and it's like, just turn us off.
This is a good song.
No, I don't think we're off. I think we're just low.
You're low.
Everybody.
This is the goodbye song he sang, right? This is sad.
This is Creed.
I saw a friend today.
Addy, what do you think of the Celtics getting beaten by the Bucks in game 6?
We forgot each
other. Who do you have coming out of the East?
Let me know what you think about that. I hate basketball.
I would love to have a sports radio show with you. It would be fun.
Guys, sign up for one. I texted Quinn this earlier.
You mean Chris Fiedler's sports radio show?
And how you feel more you than you see.
We'll call it like drunk sports because I will just incorrect takes.
You guys realize you have to be certified to go on the radio.
Certified in what? In jujitsu?
The radio has to certify you.
I need to be a black belt in karate.
Can't say that anymore.
Have that same familiar belt.
We're still on the
I never got past the camo belt, which is the third belt. I was so bad.
You have to be trained. You can't go on.
I did karate, boxing, and Wing Chun.
I'm here right now, and it doesn't look like
you're
in the
driver's
seat
right now. I'm going to sign up for a regular slot this summer. I will send you guys a spreadsheet.
And when my mind's involved on my private little screen.
I turned you off.
How come Quinn was allowed to play with the board and I wasn't allowed to play with the board?
Because I know what I'm doing.
Also, can we acknowledge the fact that Aaron just giggled like a little girl?
I thought of a funny thing, but it's really bad.
What?
Can I say a mean word?
And we don't have to say a word.
Okay, so I was going to say, would Fila do jujitsu?
It's really better left. Your background is not
good. No, and then I thought of another one.
My brother was obsessed.
I've read every comic 20 times over at least.
All the faces
you know, it's like all political philosophers, right? Yeah.
John Calvin, the